I'm Walt Lindelow with a look at what's going on in our community. Earlier today, we spoke with Brian DeAugustine, superintendent of the Nice Community Schools, for an update on how the district has been handling the closure so far due to COVID-19. We also talked about the possibility of the shutdown of the remainder of the school year via an executive order from Governor Gretchen Whitmer. Here's the latest with Superintendent Brian DeAugustine from the Nice Community Schools.
Well, we've been reaching out to Northern Michigan University and our neighboring school districts to try to get a handle on how we might push out enrichment activities to our kids. Originally when this looked like maybe it was just going to be a couple of weeks, we felt like it was something that we could absorb and try to catch up when we got back into our face-to-face setting, which of course is what we do best and what we're designed to do. But, the fact that we're looking at a long-term closure probably through at least April, and maybe based on the news report that you mentioned, the rest of the year, I think families are really going to want at least some sort of learning and activities and content for their kids to chew over if they choose to before we get back into business next fall.
From what I understand from the reports about what could be in the executive order from the governor, there is a component that talks about districts providing that kind of information. Of course, without fully knowing the parameters of what the governor may say, what are some of the things that you may be able to provide to students if the executive order comes down?
Well, we've already got our teachers gearing up for the week of April 6th. We're going to start just pushing out some messages from our teachers to our students and parents. Trying to push out some easily accessible online content that all they need is to just be able to download one site like a YouTube message or something along those lines. Because out here at Nice Community Schools, as you know, one of the things we're worried about is we're so big geographically at 700 square miles. Our broadband and internet connectivity in some parts of our district just aren't that great. You know, no matter how much money you try to lay out or what you try to do to make that happen, it's just a matter of signals going through thick forests and, rock with a lot of iron in it. And that's something that really worries us a little bit. So we're trying to make sure that we can get our content to all of our students. And then the special needs component is something that's all on our minds, making sure that our students with special needs get the support that they deserve as they try to navigate any types of lessons or activities that we send out to our general student population.
We're talking with Brian DeAugustine, superintendent of the Nice Community Schools. With these challenges that you mentioned with the geographic size of the district, the internet connectivity, do you feel that that's being taken into consideration by the administration when they're handing out these kinds of executive orders?
We really hope so. You know, I've been in contact with the governor's office and with our representative and senator, they seem very aware that, the state is a diverse place in terms of what's available in urban areas versus rural areas. And they seem aware that, a district that maybe is small or in a densely populated area might have great connectivity. And then a rural area like ours, that might be a real challenge, on top of course, concerns about students who potentially live in poverty that maybe can't afford good broadband service or, adequate devices to watch videos on. So it's something that we really are going to have to wrap our heads around because, as I mentioned, public schools are designed to interact with our students face-to-face and to make the turn to become kind of a telecommunications company and to push out digital learning. It's a pretty big mountain to climb. We feel like we're going to be up to the challenge, but we're going to need some help.
Brian, Mark Evans jumping in here real quick here. I'm curious about how the staff is reacting to this because I know there's some trepidation that goes with a challenge like that, but I would think as educators, there's also an excitement in a way in kind of developing a new way to teach. Am I getting that sense correctly?
Yes. We've asked our teachers here at Nice to remember that they're not alone. It shouldn't feel like they've got to do this all by themselves. We want them working together in grade level teams and across departments. We want them to reach out to other teachers around the area or, since we're talking about digital learning, teachers they know state and the nation. And this isn't something where everyone has to invent their own wheel, but we should share and work together to, make sure these ideas come to fruition and we take the best practices we start to learn about and use them for our own instruction and the way we deliver the information.
That's Nice Community Schools Superintendent Brian DeAugustine with a look at what's going on in our community. For Media Brew Communications, I'm Walt Lindelaw.